Samuel Pickwick, here's the Abbey's carcass. My pint pot in its usual place.
I'll join you. Prisoner to White Eagle, set for his portrait.
Set for my portrait?
Undergoing inspection by the turnkey, sir. So they know prisoners from visitors.
I sat on a chair. Disfigured faces leered into mine.
On your feet now. Look lively.
A narrow passage, dripping walls, down a flight of stairs, and so to a pair of mighty iron doors.
Warden Roker, open up.
And into the bowels of the Fleet. Sam?
Stick close to me so you'll be all right.
A dark corridor with rooms on either side.
Spare a penny for me starving wife, sir.
Bleed, sir, if you can tell me what o'clock it is.
Get your hands off that fob watch, fingers.
Take my papers to the Chancellor, sir. 20 years and he won't read my papers.
Out of the way, Chancery. This here is the gallery flight. And out there is the square. Racket ground, we call it. Nine pins, Aunt Sally, every amusement provided.
And these stairs lead down to the coal cellars, I suppose.
That's the fair, that is. Snug, too, for them as lives down there.
Human beings live in those dungeons?
Aye. And die in them, too. Now, this is your room.
Yes, I see.
Farringdon Hotel, we calls it. Nice little three-berther. That's yours in the corner.
Who occupies the other two?
Smangle, what drinks his 12 pints a day. And Zephyr, the deaf and dumb eccentric dancer. Make yourself at home, Pickwick. We don't mind what time you retire.
Ain't there nowhere better than this, Mr. Roker? We're all no young man. If the prisoner was to come and farm me in the morning, who knows what we might arrange?
And your servant must be out by 10.
Well, Sam.
Well, sir.
I think I can make do here for the night. Yes, yes.
I bought a couple of sheets, sir. I'll make up the bed.
Did you notice as we walked along, men and women drinking, playing at cards? It seems imprisonment for debt is no punishment at all.
Yes, sir. It's a regular holiday to them as is always idling in public houses on the outside. But for them as is decent and hard-working, well, that's another story. Like that Chancery gent and his papers.
20 years.
Long time, ain't it? Afraid I got to go now, sir. Oh, and regarding the other guests in this here hotel, just you keep your money purse and your wits about you.